Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Chaf Aleph. The sugya starts on Daf Chaf Amid Beis, Omer Ze'iri. The sugya said Gemara in Be'ikr is discussing what injury that would happen to a behema, and the Gemara brings it in also to a person, also to a sheretz, Lagabe Tuma. What injury makes that they're considered already dead? The Gemara at the end brings a Mishnah, which the Gemara discusses exactly the Pshat, Tanan Hasam Hutsu Rasheyan. If a head gets chopped off, Ava Bisha Mechfarsich Varchesin, even if they're jumping around, Tameim, Kazanav Alatah Shibafachesis. Even if there's movement, and that would indicate life, but if the head's chopped off, that's considered dead, and the movement is not like a life. It's like when you cut off the tail of a lizard, it still moves. That's not considered that the lizard is alive. So here the Gemara discusses this sugya, which injuries would be as such that already we consider that the animal, or in certain cases the person, is considered dead already. So the Gemara starts off, Amma Ze'iri, Nishmer Mafrekes V'roi Vasar Ima Nevela. If the backbone, the mafrekes, and most of the flesh of the neck, together with the mafrekes, is broken, then it's already an avela, it's already an avela mechayim, even if it's moving around, breathing, eating, it's already completely an avela, it's already dead. Like we'll speak a little bit later in this year, you can have a case of nevela, which is not dead yet. It's a nevela, but it's not dead. We're going to speak about it. This nevela is different. This nevela is even tumas nevela. It's completely dead. So before we get into the shak v'tayr of the Gemara, I want to just go through the ikin nekudis of this sugya. That Ziri said that the mafrekis with the roiv basar ima is already a nevela. And the Gemara had a long shak v'tayr with kashis and terutzim on this nekuda. And that was the Gemara's maskana. That was, ended up, it's nevela. And then the Gemara brings on Amin Aleph, Amrav Yudam Shmuel, Nishma Frakis Roibas Ima Matama Ba'oil. He was talking about a behema, and that's why he's talking about Tumas Nevela. And Shmuel says a very similar thing by a person. If a person, his mafrakis and Roiv Basar gets broken, gets severed, he's already considered dead, he's Matame Ba'oil. Vim Taima Isamaisa De Eli. What about the case of Eli's mafrekis b'loy rev vasser? That's even mafrekis d'arev vasser. Zik neshani. That's because he was old, but that's why he was dead as soon as the mafrekis was broken. Like it says, v'tishmer mafrekta v'yomis ki zokin ha'ish, v'kaved. But normally you need both the mafrekis and the rev vasser. That's what the Gemara is mavur, because you might have kasha by Malika. How would you do Malika of an eif once you got through the mafrekis and the rev vasser? So how are you going to do the malik of the simanim? It's already dead. So the Gemara said that it must be the case is that you break the mafrekes, you break the backbone, the shedra, the spine, and you do not do the roiv basar. So that way you do the malik of the simanim without roiv basar. And the Gemara brought a brisa that way. So mafrekes without roiv basar is not considered dead. But mafrekes with roiv basar is considered dead, Ziri said by a person, and Shmuel said, Ziri said by an animal, I mean, and Shmuel said by a person. And the Gemara says, other halachas by a person, if you're kairi kedag, and the Gemara explained, migabai, he's matame ba'oil. If he's completely split open in the back, he's makamadel. And Shmuel says, asa gistera is nevela. A gistera means it's split open from the front. And then the Gemara says, Reb Elazar says, nitil hayerech v'chalal shelo nevela. If the thigh with the halal is taken out, it's a nevela, and it's what's halal shala, it's called shiravutza v'niris chaseira. So there the Achreina mentioned, Chsam Sefer, and others, that the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha by Tumas Ayel, by Tumas Mace, he only brings this halacha by Tumas Nevela. It sounds like the Rambam holds that nitel hayerech v'chalal shala is only a din by an animal, that I have Tumas Nevela, it's not a din by a person. A person could survive an injury of nitel hayerech v'chalal shala. The Miri already writes that he brings two dayas about that. The Yam Shul Shloime clears it for a suffix, and the Chsam Sefer is medayik that the Rambam only brings it by Behema, doesn't bring that one by Adam. And then the Gemara brings the Mishnah, that Hutsu Rasheim Afish Mecharsim Tameim, if their heads were cut off, even if they're jumping around the Tameim, And the Gemara on that says, my hutsu. What does it mean that their heads were cut off? Rishlokisham hutsu mamish. They're completely cut off. And the Gemara is mavur that it means two simanim. Two of the simanim were split, besides for the mafrekis. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbani said, no, it's kavdolas oila sa'if. And the Gemara has it sad to say, kavdolas oila sa'if means that it's not two simanim, it's just rave of two simanim. Mark brings in with that the machlekes rabbis of Shimon the Rabbanan, what do you need for malika? So it's already considered dead when you don't have the simanim, when you only have rave of the simanim. So the Rishonim shtels on the following question. Early was saying that Ze'iri said by animal and Shmuel said by a person that the mefrekis and the rave buster itself, it's dead without any simanim being cut off. And here, when the Gemara says, Hutsu Hashem, if the heads are cut off, Afishim Farchas and Tumeim, the Gemara is discussing Simanim. Rish Lakish says you need the entire, both Simanim, and Rabasi says, no, you just need Rav of the Simanim. Why do you need any Simanim? Why isn't it good enough, the Mafrekis and the Rav Basar alone? So there are four Mahalchim and the Rishainim to deal with this problem. This problem that the Gemara earlier said, the Mefrekis and Rav Basar makes it dead, and here by Hutsu Hashem, it sounds like that's not enough. You also need that the Simanim, the Kana and the Veshet should also be severed. Taisa says, Nira de Pligi as Iri Dileel, the Saigel of Mefrekis Rav Basar Lechut. Taisa seems to be asking this question, and he says it's a Machlekis. Ze'iri and Shmuel, they hold Mefrekis and Rav Basar is good enough. Ze'iri says it by an animal, and Shmuel says it by a person. And now, these two Amiram, Rish Lakish and Rav Asi, Amirav Mani, they hold you need not only Mefrekis and Rav Basar, but also Simanim, and they're having a Machlekis if you need the entire Simon, or Raven the Simon is good enough. But both of them hold that Mefrekis and Rav Basar alone is not good enough. That's what Taisa says, and that's how the Ramban and the Rajma and other Rishayim also hold, and the Ramban and the Rajma say, the Rajma says, that Ibazai, the halacha is like Shmuel and Ze'iri, because the Braisa that says that Malika has to be done with Mefrekis, and then the Simanim, and make sure not to do Rav Basar, that Braisa indicates clearly that Mefrekis and Rav Basar by the bird is already dead. Because according to Rish Lakish and Rav Asi that says that Mefrekis and Rav Basar are not enough, you also need Simanim, so why would you have to do the Mefrekis without the Rav Basar before you do the Simanim? What's wrong if you do the Rav Basar also? It's still not dead until you do the Simanim. So that Braisa is clearly like Shmuel and Ze'iri, and that's how we pass it. Rish Lakish and Rav Mani didn't know their Braisa. That's what the Rajbo. So this is the first Malach and the Rishainim, Taisus, the Ramban, the Rajbo, that it's a Machlaikis. The Balamar, he doesn't say, he says it's not a Machlaikis. He says there's two cases. When you have Mefrekis with Rav Basar, that's the case of the Gemara before, that everyone agrees that it's dead. But the case of Hutsu Hashem in that Mishnah is talking about without Rav Basar. So there, in the case of Hutsu Hashem, means that's Mefrekis without Rav Basar. That's what it means, Hutsu Hashem. And Hutsu Hashem Mamish means the Mefrekis and the Simanim, but not the Rav Basar. And Hutsu Hashem, that's Kaila Saif, means the Mefrekis and the Rav Simanim, but again, without the Rav Basar. So either one makes it dead. If you have Mefrekis and Rav Basar, it's dead without Simanim. If you have Mefrekis and Simanim, Lamar Kedisle, it's dead without Rav Basar. That's it, Abalamar wants a Miyashiv. Now the problem is, the reason why the other Rishonim don't want to go with this, is because the Gemara says that the case of Hutsu Hashem is like Kaila Saif. So Oyla Saif is a Malika, and the Gemara before said Malika includes Rav Basar. So because of that, the Balamar says a big Chiddush. He says, Chatas needs Rav Basar. You do the Mefrekis, you do a Simon, and you do Rav Basar. But Oyla does not need Rav Basar. You just do the Mefrekis and both Simanim, but you don't do Rav Basar. So that's what they mean, Kamalikas Oyla Saif, you're not doing Rav Basar. But their mind's a little bothered by this, because like we see in the Gemara later, you say it is that Chatas needs that you shouldn't be Mavdil, and Oyla Saif you are Mavdil. In Schata Sa'if, you keep the head intact on the guf, and Eilu Sa'if, you don't. Eilu Sa'if, you sever the head from the guf. So Pashtus, you learn that they both need Mefrekes and Reiv Basar, but Chata Sa'if is only one simon, so it's still attached to the other simon, and Eilu Sa'if is both simon, K'dei L'kai Mitzvah Sa'avdala, like the Gemara says. But if you're going to say that Eilu Sa'if doesn't need Reiv Basar, so neither of them are completely detached. The Chatas has Reiv Basar and only one Simon. The Eilu Sa'if has both Simonim, but it doesn't have Reiv Basar. So you're making another form of non-Havdalah by Eilu Sa'if, which is not Mavur in the Gemara anywhere. That's the Aron the Balamara's Pshat. But that's the second Pshat in the Rishonim that we're mentioning, that the Gemara before means Mafrekas with Reiv Basar, and the Gemara here means Mafrekas with Simonim without Reiv Basar. Either one is good enough. The third Pshat is that it makes a difference if it was through a makkah or a nefila, a blow, when there mafrekis and reiv basar is good enough to kill it. And that was the case of Maisa Shehoya, and I guess he's assuming that that malika is like a makkah. It's like jabbing it with the fingernail. That's like a makkah, which there mafrekis and reiv basar is enough to kill. Now, shaken hutsu rasheim, that's talking about with a knife, just slicing off the head, and there, mafrekis and reiv basar is not enough, there you also need simanim. This pshat, the Ramban brings it from a yesh oimrim, the Shita Mekabetzis brings that from the Ravid, the Meiri brings it from the Gdeler Rabbanim, which is the Ravid, chayr the Ravid's pshat. So Ramban doesn't like it, mechates is such a chilik, he calls it a psharim mishabeshis. He doesn't understand why it wouldn't be better just to say it's a machlokes rather than making such a chilek. But that's the third pshat. We have one pshat that it's a machlokes, whether you need mefrekes reiv basar or mefrekes reiv basar and simanim. One pshat is that the Ziri and Shmuel said mefrekes and reiv basar without simanim, and now Rish Lakish and Avasi are saying mefrekes and simanim without reiv basar. Either one is good enough. And then we have a chilek if it's done through a mako and a filo or done through just cutting. Now Rashi holds a fourth pshat. Rishayim bring it. Rashi says, "Hutzu Rishayim b'shmoinish shrotzim kamari b'seidat taharis." Hutzu Rishayim is talking about the shmoinish shrotzim. So Rashi's saying like this: earlier we're talking about an animal or a bird, and then a person, and by them a frakas and reiv basar is good enough. But the case of Hutzu Rishayim, where you need also simanim. It's about shrotzim. Shrotzim don't die so easily. Shrotzim need mefrekes, reiv basar, and simanim. Rishayim are bothered that the Mishnah in the Olas that's been quoted here, Hutzu Rasheyan, it's not really talking about shmeinu shrotzim. The Mishnah starts off, Ha'adam eina matamish teitzin afsha, and then behem avachayim matamish teitzin afsha, and then it says, Hutzu Rasheyan afishim mechariskim tamehim. But the Mefarshim explain in Rashi, and the pshat is that, of course, Hutzu Hashem applies to everything. But when the Gemara here is discussing that you also need simanim, the Gemara was saying, because that mission is also including the Shmein Hashratzim, and that by the Shmein Hashratzim, you also need simanim. Mashenken by Adam and Behema, we had before that you don't need the simanim. So, come there's four pshatim in the Rishayim. We have a pshat that there's a machloikis, Ze'iri and Shmuel hold mafrekis and Reiv Basar are good enough to be considered dead, and Rish Lakish and Avasi hold you also need simanim. We have the Balamara's pshat that Shmuel and Ziri are saying mafrekas and reiv basar without simanim, and Rish Lakish and Avasi are saying mafrekas and simanim without reiv basar. We have the Raiva that's mechalik between a makkah or a nefila, which there mafrekas and reiv basar good enough, and just a second where there you need mafrekas, reiv basar, and simanim. And we have Rashi, which says that by the shrotzim, you need mafrekes, reiv basar, and simanim. And Shmuel and Ze'iri, by behema and oif and adam, there, mafrekes and reiv basar are good enough. And the achreinim, the merei meisada, the chasam sefer, the leiv aryeh, those achreinim, they say that the Rambam seems to hold exactly like Rashi. Because the Rambam, in Ilchas Tumas Meis, when he says, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, he says, Ames Eina Matamesh Teitzei Nafshai, and there he says, Nishu Mefraktev Reiv Basar Ima, you have Mefrakis and Reiv Basar, Oisha Nikri Kedag Megabai, Oisha Hutas Reisha, Oisha Nechel Shnei Chalaka Mevidnai, that's the case of Gistera, Harezu Matame. he's moving around. So there, by Adam, he says the case of Nishim Refracta in Rav Basar. And by Nevela also he says it in Perik Sheni, in Hilchas Sharav Vestuvis Halacha Aleph, he also says by Nevela that Nishim Refracta in Rav Basar Imas can Nevela L'chol Davar. But by Sheretz, then he says, this is in Sharav Vestuvis Perik Dalad Halacha Yedalad, a Sheretz Eina Metame Etchiyamus, Hutzur Hashem Afi Shadayin Arash Ma'ura Ba'ur HaGuf, Afi Shem Afarchasin, Arelu Tumeim. There he says Hutzur Hashem, and he doesn't mention anything about Nishim Refractive Roy Basar Ima Fekert. He says if it's Hutzur Hashem, Afabisha Dainarish Ma'ur Ba'ur Haguf. His chiddush is even if the skin is still keeping the head attached to the body. It's mafurish that if it's more than the skin, I mean it's meduyik, I mean if it's more than the skin already, then it's not necessarily dead. So since he didn't say the halacha of Nishim Refractive Roy Basar Ima by Shratzen, there he said Hutzur Hashem, and he just said Afisha Aradayim Urim in the Maguf, which sounds like everything is cut, the Mefrekes, the Arbasar, and the Simanim. All you have is the Ar. Only in that case. So Lechari also holds like Rashi to make a chilul between Shratzen and Adam and Nevela. But the Rashi Yosef points out a problem that by Tumas Mace, he says something which sounds a shtickle steer in Mineu Bey. He says, Nishim refracta yivarei vasar ima. That's the one case. And then he says, Oy shahutas reishai. So one of the two cases, if you have Nishim refracta yivarei vasar ima, that's already considered dead. So what's the case of hutas reishai? So mineu bay in hilchis, tumas meis, by oyla tuma, it's fair to understand the Rambam. What do you need? The Mefrekis and Rav Basar Ima, he says, is Metame. But then he says, Hutzur Hashem. Why didn't Hutzur Hashem when you already have Mefrekis and Rav Basar is already Metame? So the Rosh Yosef wants to say that maybe Hutzur Hashem means like the Baal Amoris Pshat, Mefrekis and Sumanim without Rav Basar. But then you're still going to have to say, because he never brought the case of Mefrekis and Rav Basar by Shratzim, he left it out. And all he says is Hutzur Hashem. And there it's Mashma Hutzur Hashem completely. It's just Ma'ura Ba'ar, he says. It's Mashma everything else. The Mefrekes, the Rav Basar, and the Simanim are all gone. So the Rambam anyway makes a chilek that by Adam and by Nevela, Mefrekes and Rav Basar is enough. And the Hutzur Hashem of the Gemara is by Shratzim, and that means Lagami. So where did the Rambam get this Hutzur Hashem by Adam that Mefrekes and Simanim are good enough? He's bothered by the kash. It is a placey, and the Simon Chav Zayin Sifkan Bey is a crazy placey. Also stels the Chandish Shaila. What's this Hutzur Hashem and Mefrekes and Rav Basar? He wants to say that the Achrayim there, the Taz and others, they discuss if this Mefrekes and Rav Basar includes that it has to be that the Chud HaShedra, the spinal cord, is cut. They paskin, yeah, that the spinal cord has to be cut in order to be called mafrekis. If the spinal cord is still there, that's not called, that is nifsika to mafrekis. So he wants to say in the Rambam that hut is a reish means without the spinal cord being cut. That's the two cases. There's a case of mafrekis and reiv basar, but the rest of the reish is kayim, and that's dead. And there's a case of hut su a reish, but you don't have mafrekis because the spinal cord isn't cut. You don't have the chud ashedra. Good, alkopanim. These are the four mahalachim we have in the Rishonim, and the Rambam might be a different mahalach. The Rambam seems clear, like all the Achreinim Naman, he's being mechalach between Shratzim and Behema and Adam, like Rashi, but even by Adam, he seems to be saying that the two cases, Mefrekes and Rav Basar and Hutzur Hashem, that Tzarech Iyun says. Now, the Torah's Chaim Eifen Art says an interesting Ar in the Sugya. He says the Rosh, Eifen Art, and the Torah and Simon Chav Zayim bring these halachas, they bring this halacha legabe behema, that if it's mafrekis and Rav Basar is caught, so then it's considered an avail already. So the Torah Chaim Shtel Zechav, why did the Rosh and the Torah have to bring these halachas for? Bishleim Tumas Oil, Tumas Meis, that's negeya to a kayin even bizman hazeh. But Tumas Nevela is not negeya bizman hazeh bechlal. So what's the difference if something's an avail or a treifa? That's clear. If the chud hashedra is nifsak, it's already a treifa. So the Gemara has to discuss it. Lagabi tumah and tara. That's an afkamina. Doesn't have tumas nevela. The Gemara could talk about dine tumah v'tara. But why would the Rosh and the Tur, which only bring down halachas at a negeil lemaisa, why would they discuss if it's a nevel or not? Why do they have to bring the halacha that nishbra mefrakis v'roi vaser ima is a nevel? So he says the Gevaldik Teres, we discussed this a little bit, this inyan a little bit in the previous year, but not so barichos, we'll discuss it more bebir in this year. There's a Gemara in the Flamme Gimel Aleph that has a machlokes that discusses this with the following shayla. Rav Acha ben Yaakov wanted to say that you're not allowed to feed the stomach of an animal or the lungs of an animal to a guy. Because when you shecht an animal, so you're cutting off the veshet and the kana, so as far as we're concerned, once you cut the veshet and the kana, the lungs, which are tully in the kana, and the bnei me'ayim, which are tully in the veshet, they command the munach b'tikul adami. They're like they're in a basket. They're cut off from the animal. Even though they're still inside the cavity of the animal, but that's like being in a basket. Now, this animal, as far as the Yidin are concerned, it's considered mutter already. Because once you shechted it, that gives a heter to the animal. But as far as the Goyim are concerned, it's alive. Because as long as a behemoth is mefarcheses, a behemoth is jumping around, even though you did the shechita, it's considered alive. And that's true even by shachat shnayim, reiv shnayim. In that Mishnah in Hollis, it says mefurish that if, let's say, a person's simanim was shechted, they were cut, but he's still walking around, he's still jumping around, he's considered alive. He's not metame ba'ayil. So if an animal's simanim were cut, it would be considered evim and achai. If you cut off a piece of meat from an animal whose simanim was cut, it's considered evim and achai. So the Gemara there says that the bnei me'ayim, the stomach, and the lungs of an animal, once the simanim were cut, so they're kamunach b'dikul adami. But as far as goyim are concerned, goyim don't have shechita. So this animal is still alive. It's mefarcheses. It's still alive. So it was cut off from the animal and was still alive. It's evim and achai. So yidin are allowed to eat it, but goyim are not. So the Gemara's maskan is no. Even goyim could eat it. Because mi'ikim midi, the Yisrael shari l'gayim aser. It can't be such a thing that for a yid it's mutter and for a guy it's aser. A guy can't have more mitzvahs than yidin. So anytime something's mutter to a yid, that automatically makes a mutter to a guy. So it comes out like this. If a guy shechs an animal himself, so he wouldn't be allowed to eat the bnei me'ayim. Because when a guy shechs an animal, that's not a shechita. That's aser. And mefarcheses is kechayu. Skolzman is jumping around and just had a shechit that's still considered alive. So memela, any meat that you cut off this animal will have an issa evim nachai. Goyim also have an issa evim nachai. So the bnei me'ayim, the stomach, the lungs, they're all going to be asa to a guy. If a yid does a kasher a shechita, then the bnei me'ayim are going to be mutter to a guy. Because it's mutter to a yid, it's mutter to a guy. So Zag the Tiras Chaim, and what if the animal's a treifa? So it's not mutter to a yid. He said it'll still be mutter to a guy. Right? You have such a case in the shlachtes all the time. You have an animal, you shecht an animal, you check the lungs, it's treif. Now you allowed to sell this animal to a guy, including the lungs and the name ayim. The answer is yes. Why? Why don't you say that as far as guyim are concerned, it's evim and achai? Because the lung got cut off, it's kemunach b'dikula, the bnei me'ayim got cut off while the animal was still being mefarches. And you don't have the heter of mi'ikim midi, because it's asa to a yid, it's a treifa. Zag the Teres Chaim. That's a different iser. As far as the iser evim nechai is concerned, the vada de shechit is a matter for that. Has another iser called treifa, but that's a different iser. So memela, that iser a guy doesn't have. So the fact that a yid doesn't have an issa evim and achai, because shechit is a matter for all these yisurim, avada guy won't either have an issa evim and achai. The yid would have an issa treifa. That's a different issa. So meila, such a thing will be mutter to a guy. So zok the Teres Chaim, kumtais is very negaya to know if a damage in an animal made it an avela or made it a treifa. Because if a damage in an animal made it a treifa, it's also for a yid. But it's mutter to a guy. But if a damage made it an avela, so at least the bnei me'ayim, when you shecht an animal which is going to be an avela, that's not a shechita altogether. And if it's still mefarches, so the bnei me'ayim would be asa to a guy. So that's what you have to remember. That's what you have to make sure to know. It's in the halacha lemaisa. Is it a treifa or a nevela? That's what the Teres Chaim says. And this is brought down in Achronim in Simon Chav Zayin. And the Tefuah Shor says about the Teres Chaim that there's one thing that he completely disagrees with. Very geschmackish tickle Teres, but one thing he completely disagrees with. He says there's a difference. There's two cases where you can have a nevela. It's a shaila in the Rishayim about the case of Nekuvas HaVeshet. That's not our sugya mamish. But the Rambam holds that Nekuvas HaVeshet is not just a treif, it's a nevela. If a veshet has a hole in it, it's a nevela. Also, Psukas HaGargeris. If the Gargeris is cut, Berubay, it's a nevela. So about such a case like the Tefuah Shor, I completely agree with the Teres Chaim. There's a big difference if Nekuvas HaVeshet is nevela or treifa. Or Psukas HaGargeris is nevela or treifa. Because he says, even if it's an avela, it's not dead. We said before, if you shecht shnayim erev shnayim and it's mefarchis, it's not dead. The Mishnah says in the Afkuf Chaf Aleph, it's still called Eva Menachai. The Mishnah Allah says, he's not metami ba'oil. The Gemara in Gittin brings down, if someone got shechted shnayim erev shnayim and he says, kisu get l'ishti, it works. He's not dead. He's going to die, but he's not dead. So what does it mean it's an avela? It's a nevela, Zakhtar, but it's not dead. It wouldn't have tumas nevela. Kipshuta, what it means by, that it's a nevela is that shchita won't work. There's no way to do shchita on it. If the simen is damaged, nekuvas haveshet, apsukas hagageres, the simen is damaged in a way that it's considered a damage, that's not called a shchita. You could say not. You could say the simen is damaged, but you can still do a shchita on it. It will be a trefa, not a nevela. But if you say that it's an avela, that means the simen is damaged in a way that you can't do a shchita, so it's an avela, because you can't do a shchita. And Tefuah Shor says more. He says, if you eat it, it will be an issa avela. Sounds like it will be both an issa eva menachai and an issa avela. He says, because the Torah never says that an avela has to be dead. An animal that loses it can't have a het shchita, by definition, becomes an avela, even while it's still alive. It's an avela mechaim. But it's alive. It's not dead. By Tumas Nevela, it says, V'chiyomus min ha-behema ha-shehi lachem li-achla ha-nais t'nevasa yichavis begada. There it says it has to be dead. But the eating doesn't say dead. It says, L'seichel kol Nevela. Doesn't have to be dead. So in such a case, Dr. Tefuah Shor, Avada the Teres Chaim is right, that since you can shecht it, so if you do shecht it, so there's a big nafkemina. Not only you can't eat it, but you can't sell the b'nei me'ayim to a guy. Because it is not a shchita, so its mefarches is still considered alive, and you cut off the lung and you cut off the stomach, they command the munach b'dikula dami, and they buy beiva menachai. Mashegin, if it's a treifa, like the Teres Chaim said, it's a treifa, fine, that's one issur. But as far as the issa eva menachai, the shchita would work. It's a shchita that works. It works to latar midei nevela. It works to make an issa eva menachai. So since it doesn't have an issa eva menachai, it won't have an issa eva mechai for goyim, and the goyim don't have an issa treif, and they'll be allowed to eat it. But nishur mafraktav roiv basa, what Agamor is discussing is, like Rashi says clearly, is something which has a din tumas nevela. It's dead. And if it's moving, it's kazana valata. It's dead. Like Rashi says, umatama miyad. So that's a whole different story. Avad, in that case, there'll be no issa eva mechai. It's dead already. You wouldn't have this whole thing of command the munach b'dikula dami when the mafrekis and the roiv baser ima got cut, the simanim was still intact. So the behema died while the simanim were intact. So avada, when you now made a shchita, you cut off the simanim after it died. That's not going to be a problem of eva menachai. Chai is dining good. So he says that fakert, the tur went and told you this halacha, that nishma refractive roiv baser ima, in order to teach you that fakir, there's no problem of eva menachai now. It's already considered dead. Now if you cut off a piece of meat from it, you're allowed to sell that to a guy because it's dead already. There is no eva menachai anymore. Legabe yid, it's not negeya because it's an avela. And if it would be a treif, it also be aser. But legabe a guy, it's negeya. Could you cut off a piece of meat from this animal and sell it to a guy? The answer is yes, because it's dead already. The Rashi Yosef brings us all down But he says it's rachak to say that the Tur said the halacha of nishma refractive roiv basu'ima to teach you it's dead and there's no avim and achai, because he put it together with the case of nekuvas haveshet. The lashon haTur in Simach of Zion is kol shenifsala b'shchita harezu nevela v'chol shenishkata karoyi v'davar achad garam l'lipasal harezu tureifa nishma refractive roiv basu'ima nevela. Now, the case of Nifsala B'Shchita Harezu Nevela doesn't mean it's a Nevela right away. Because like we're saying, if you just shecht the Shinayim or the Reiv Shinayim, you shecht the Simanim, and you didn't shecht it properly, it's not dead yet. As long as it's Mefarchis, it's alive. And then you're not allowed to sell the Meme Ayim to the guy. And then he says, Nishra Mefractive Reiv Vasar Ima is a Nevela, and that means it's a Nevela right away. And you are allowed to now sell whatever's all the meat, you like to cut off the meat, or cut the simanim and sell it to a guy. The Tur didn't make any chilik between these two. The chilik is correct, but it's rachik that the Tur meant to tell you this, because he didn't make any chilik. He said, l'maisen achreinim there, the bach, the prisha, the shach, the taz, they go through a lot of different nafkaminas between nevela and treifa. Here's a nafkamina l'gabe oisiv es benoi. If let's say it's a treifa, it's still called a shchita, you're not allowed to shecht its offspring, you have Isra of Isra Vespanai. But if it's not a Shechita at all, it's an Avela, then you'll add a Shech the offspring. There's no Isra, it's only by Shechita there's an Isra of Isra Vespanai. And there's also an Afkamina that by a Suffolk Trefa, in many cases is Mutter, because we say you have a Chazaka. We spoke about this earlier. A Chazaka about Mikayach Reiv. Nishchata Hutra, Chivada Vamanichifa. Mashenkin a Suffolk Nevela, a Suffolk in the Shechita. So that would be an afkamina. And they also bring down an afkamina, legabe the din of Isurim of Atlan Zezeh. If you have two things with two different Isurim, one nevela, one trefa, and you also have chulin mixed in, so they're not mitzdarif. So the chulin, together with the nevela, can vatal the trefa of the chuli. Hashegin, if they're both trefa, so then avada they'd be mitzdarif and they wouldn't be batal. You have common afkaminis. But al kopanim, the ikash shmuz that the Teres Chaim is bringing up, and the Tfu Ashar, the fact that Tfu Ashar, I mean, is that Agamara is discussing the cases of Agamara, nishim refractive reiv basar, nikra kedag, asu gistera, the yerech v'chalal shalah, all these things is dead already. And already has tumas nevelis or tumas oil at this point as a din of mace kachol davar. Then you have other cases like nekuvas haveshet according to the Rambam, and other cases like that which would have a din nevela because of this injury, but it's not dead yet. It's just according to the Tfu Ashar would already be a nevela, and there'd be an iser to eat it als nevela, but it wouldn't have tumas nevelis. It wouldn't become tame because it's not considered dead. And the Gabi, a person also, he's not considered dead. His wife is still usher. He could still write a get. You wouldn't, the whole shyness of when's it considered the end of life, the Gabi, when you could stop the medical treatment, ukadaima, would also be totally on these things. He'd be a geisus, but a geisus is not considered dead yet. There still would be an isser etzicha to end his life, ukadaima. And this answers Akasha, and this is spoken out a lot by the Rajba here, but more in the beginning of the third parak of Chulin, the beginning of Eila Trefis, where he talks about, if you hold the Kuvas HaVeshet as an Avela, so why don't you have the same Gemara's problem, the Chimesa Eimen Umaylik, the Chimesa Eimen V'Sheichet. The Gemara had a Kasha. If Mafrekis and Rei Bas is an Avela, Rava says he has a Kasha, he Kasha or Kasha, the Chimesa Eimen Umaylik. It's already dead, how can you do a Malika on something that's dead? So the shaila is, the Rambam holds in the Kuvas HaVeshet is Nevela, so how could you do Shechita on something that's dead? Just like the Gemara has a problem with Malika, that if Mefrekes and Roiv Vasser is already Nevela, so I can't do Malika afterwards, because Tampa Malika if the bird is dead already, and the Gemara's whole teretz is that you do the Mefrekes without the Roiv Vasser, so it shouldn't be dead yet, but every Shechita starts off with the Kuvas HaVeshet, and the Kuvas HaVeshet is a Nevela. Rashi says here that he says, he asks his Kash, he says, V'chein b'chol ha-sheikh ne-mishenikev ha-veshet yesh kamayse treifa, v'chigom ha-shitosim is kashra. because it's just a nicer treifa. It's not an avela. But according to Ze'iri, that it's an avela, it's dead already, you have a kasha. But according to the Rambam, the nekuvas of esh is an avela, not treifa, so it should be shver. So the Rashba says, mamish is teretz. That it's an avela, but it's not dead yet. Like the Gemara says clearly, the fact that even yeshech den toyesimin, yeshech shnaim reiv shnaim, it's not dead yet. If a cheses is still kechaya. So you wouldn't have a kasha v'chimesa ayman amelech if it's not dead yet, even though it'll be called an avela, but it's one maisa shchita. So the maisa, it ends up being a shchita. Of course, if you stopped there, it would be an avela. But you went for it. You didn't just cut the, you didn't just slice the part of the veshet, you sliced the whole veshet. That's called the shchita. But if it's dead already now, it's mekabel tumah already, that's the Gemara's kasha, it's not shayach shchita. So Mela, the Rashba, and the other Rishonim ask a kasha on Rashi. Rava asked the kasha v'chimesa oimen u'meilek, and Abaye said v'tikshalach oilus oif. The boy is shnei simanim, oilus oif the malika needs two simanim. So you have a kasha v'chimesa oimen u'meilek, how could it be, how could you do malika on the second simon, it's already dead. So Rashi says, why is it already dead? The vada oif v'chad simon mesa v'may ma'akev sheni. It's mashma, if you just cut one simon in a knife, it's dead. Now, it's true that one simon is called a shchita by a knife. But like the Rishonim say, that doesn't mean it's dead. If an knife has an injury, and one of the simonim were cut, it's not metami tumas nevelis yet. In order to metami tumas nevelis, you need either mafrekis and roiv basar, or mafrekis and simonim perhaps, mafrekis together with simonim, like the Baal Amar said, like we had a whole arichas in the beginning of the shir. But just simanim alone, that's not hutzur Hashem, that's not dead. It's a shkita, but it's not dead. So mele, you wouldn't have the kasha v'chimesa ayimnu meilek by just having one simon. So the Rishonim say the Abaye's kasha was that the mafrekes, even if you're going to say mafrekes and roiv basar was not considered dead, but that much, and Rava wanted to be machriach that mefrekis and roiv basar is not enough because of chimeis ayman amalek. But mefrekis with one simon, that's for sure dead. So tikshilach ayla sa'if. But in Rashi, it's fair. Rashi just says one simon is for sure dead. Why would one simon be considered dead, even though it's considered a shechita b'ayif, but it's not dead yet? That's the Rishonim's kasha on Rashi. So here's a red ice in the previous Shia, that Kama Achreinim, the Chassam Sefer, and the Dvar Avram brings us from the Minsk Gadol, his Shrer, the Minsk Gadol, and the Stipel I saw is Mechavim to the Steretz, he doesn't bring the Achreinim, he says it on his own, that Eina Chinami, if Simonim, one Simon, or even two Simonim got injured, Avad Rashi's Maskim, it's not dead. But, like we said before, when you do a Shchita, that's a Kosher Shchita, so then there's no Eseva Menachai anymore. Not for Yisrael, and not for Bnei Noach either, because Amini Kamidi, once you do a Kasher Shchita, it's considered no longer alive, there's no Eseva Menachai anymore. So Eiva Zai, here you're doing Malika. And even though Malika Sa'if requires two Simanim, that's Mitzad Avodis Kachim of Malika. The Avodis Kachim of Malika requires two Simanim in order to be a proper Eila Sa'if. But mitzad the shchita of malika, mitzad the fact that the malika is considered a shchita on the bird and it takes it out of the tumas nevela, one simon's good enough. And they bring a raya that it says that if you do an oila sa'if like a chata sa'if, the din is a ma'ala yered. So you did a malika of one simon, and the din is a ma'ala yered. And whenever it's a ma'ala yered, it's not matami begadam abesa blia, it doesn't have a din of tumas nevela sa'if. So since the Heksha Malika is already there with one simon, so even though you need two simonim for Aveda of Avela Sa'if, but it's already considered dead because the Heksha Malika was done already. Just like when you shech the knife of simon echad, it's dead already. And even if it's also to eat because it's a trefa, but the pshat is, akapanim this and the veil is gone. So in male, there won't be nisiv evim and achai anymore. So that's what Rashi holds. Now you do the malika of one simon, it's already considered like a shchita, even by an eilus aif, so for that it will be a mesa v'chimesa aymenu malik. That's the Achreinim's teretz and the Rishonim's kasha and Rashi. But we said, from the Nais Yaakov, the Dvar Avram's brother, Simon Vav, he didn't like the teretz. Because he says the Yisayna Davar is, it has to be something which has a Hekshar Achila. He says, Malika of an Ayla Sa'if has no Hekshar Achila. You know, no one's allowed to eat an Ayla Sa'if. So Bishleim, if it would have a Hekshar to Achila's Mizbeach, that also would be good. But it's not, because for that you need two Simanim. He's Marchav on that. He says you don't have a Hekshar Achila from it. By Treifa, the Pshat is two Isur. There's an Issa Neveil, there's an Issa Treifa. As far as Neveil is concerned, you have a Hekshar Achila. You have an Issa Mitam Acha, Mitam Neveil, Mitam Treifa. So there, Eva Menachai is off, not only for a Yid, but for a guy as well. So a guy would be allowed to eat it because a guy doesn't have an Issa Treifa. But when you Meilek a bird, there's no Hekshar Achila Bechlal. There's no Hekshar Bechlal that's being tudaif by this one Simon. The fact that it's a Mola Yedu, that wouldn't make it that it's dead Bechlal. It's the Heter Achila, he says, it means Rais. It's the Heter Achila which gives it a din that it doesn't have a din of Eva Menachai. Here there's no Heter Achila, not for Yisrael, not for a guy, and the Mela, it wouldn't be considered dead. So he doesn't say a Teretz to answer the Rishonim's Kasha and Rashi. I saw the Dvar of Rom, Simon Beis, it's very interesting, because the Nais Yankov comments on the Dvar of Rom, and here there in Simon Vav on his brother Sefer, and then apparently he wrote the Simon again, and he comments on the Nais Yankov's comments. But I'll call upon him. The Dvar of Rom in Simon Bey says a different teretz for Rashi. The Geshmaka teretz. He says like this. He says, what's the Gemara's kasha v'chimesa oimidu melik? What's the kasha? If the Torah says to do a malika, you have a kasha, the bird is dead already? So the Torah said to do malika on a dead bird. Why is that so shver? You can't do an avoid on a dead animal? You could do Kabbalah. You could do Zrika, you could do Akhtara, you could do a lot of Avedis of Kachim on a dead animal. What would be so shay if the Torah says, kill the animal with the Mafrekis and the Rav Basar, and continue doing Malika that says, cut the Samanim with your thumb on a dead bird? What's wrong if the bird's dead? What's the Kashav Chimesa Imenu Melech? That's Shtelsuch the Dvar Avram. So he says the Torah says, because Malika is a Shchita. That's the aside of Malika. Chazal understood Malika to be a Shchita. You can't shecht a dead bird. Avadi, you could do an avoida on a dead bird. I mean, when Rava answered Abaya, Abaya asked him, Ba'ilah Sa'if, once you did one simon, it's dead already, v'chimei sa'aymenu malik, and Rava answered, no, it's kedei l'kayim mitzvah havdalah. So that means you could have an avoida to go and cut off another simon on a dead bird, to mekayim mitzvah havdalah, that's not a problem. The problem is, it can't be a malika. The Gemara understood when it says, umalak is reishai, Malika is a replacement of Shechita. Malika is for the purpose of killing the bird. The bird has to be killed through Malika. So that's Abayas Kasha after one simon. Abayas Kasha is really the other way. Abayas Kasha is, what's wrong if the bird's dead? I'm going to prove to you you could do Malika on a dead bird. Because Malika of Eilas Eif includes two simonim, and after one simon it's dead, and Mel of Eis dies, there could be an Avayit of Malika on a dead bird. Rava says no. Avayit of Malika had to be an alive bird. Because Malika is a Shechita. That's the aside of the Gemara's Kasha. The Malika of the second simon of an Eilas Sa'if, that's not really a Malika Bechlal. That's just the Kiyam Mitzvah Avdalah. But if it has a Tairis Malika, it has to be a Shechita, can't be dead. So that's the Shakal of Atari. Oh. So Lefi says, look the Dvar Avraham like this. Ein Echinami, when you Malik one simon, it's not dead yet. But it is Geshachten. It's Shechted already. And that's his big yisoid. He wants to say, the whole simon there in the simon vase in the Dvar Avraham, he's discussing, according to Rashi, there's a psul by Miyad Basra, which we talked about in previous shirim. According to Rashi, that holds that when you shecht rive of a simon, it's still considered a shechita till you finish the simon, but even that if you make psulim at the end of the shechita, that could pass all the shechita. And you have to learn, this we spoke about, and then Dafyates, Lefizat, that the pshat is that Shechita includes the whole simon. Even after you shechted Rav, it's still considered a Shechita on the rest of the simon. But he was clearing, in this shtickle, he was trying to say, you say, that's only in the same simon. That the same simon, you have to cut Rav of the simon. If you cut more than Rav of the simon, you cut the whole simon, Rav only works as Ruba Kekule, it's called a Shechita, even after Rav of the simon. But a second simon by Eif, that can't be called a hemshech of the shechita. It's already shechted from the first simon. So he wants the taina that the Gemara's kash of chimesa aymen of meilik is, it's already shechted. You can't shecht it if it's already shechted. That says that Bai was trying to tell Rava that Malik is not necessarily a Shechita. You can do Malik on a dead bird, Mechatei Sanat. Why? Because if you're going to tell me Malik is a Shechita, and you can't do Malik on a dead bird because it's dead, you can't Shech the dead bird, so who then you can't Shech the Shechted bird? And a Chanami after one Simon is not dead, but it's Shechted. So right then, what are you doing the second Simon for? Elamai, Malika could be done on a dead bird. It could be done on a geshacht on a bird. But the Ikka Kasha of Abai is not that it's dead, but it's shechted. And that Rava says, you're right. The second simon is b'chol mat the Malika. The second simon is just the Kaya Mitzvah Savdol. That's a Dvar Avraham's Pshat. Ha'akabonim, that's the Kasha of the Rishonim and Rashi. Like we're saying, there are three stages. You can have a case where it's a Trefa. It's not an Nevela altogether. The Shechita would work to be Meitzi Midei Nevela, wouldn't have Tumas Nevela. You could have such an injury that's a Trefa. You could have such an injury that it's dead already now, that already has Tumas Nevelas before you started. That's all the injuries the Gemara here was talking about. Mefrekis Varev Basar and Kariya Kedug and Asu Gistra and Nikav Erech V'Chalal Shalom, all these things. And then you could have another injury with Ipshadis and Echanami, it's a Nevela, but it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. It's not dead. It's an Nevela. Nevela means it can't have a Heksha Shechita. Any Shechita you're doing, it won't be good. And it could be it's already Nevela, but it's already like we said from the Tvur Shar. But that's like the case of the Kuvas of Eshep, Sukkos HaGageris, where it could be a Nevela, but it's not dead yet. And now let's see one more inyan that the Gemara discusses. The Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya, when Ziri first said his din, the Nishma Frekas Roy Basar Ima is Nevela, so Afchista said, have a Rai from a Mishnah. Have a Rai from a Mishnah that when you have the Mefrekas and Rai Basar, it's already Nevela. Because it says in the Mishnah, Molak Besakin, Metami Begadim Abes Abliya. There's certain Psuli Malika, which the din is Amol LaYerdu. Even though it's possible, but Amol LaYerdu. It's not so possible. So Mamela, those things would make that the bird wouldn't be considered Nevela, and it wouldn't have Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela is a Tumah when you eat it. Then you become Tame. It's not a tumah when you touch it, only when you eat it. And there's certain psulei malika that are so bad, there's so much nana malika that's bechlal, it's an avela, it's gone, it's a mola yerid, and it's metame begadim abeis abliya. That's what the Mishnah in Zvachim is discussing. So the Mishnah says you do malika, normally you do malika with your thumb. You do malika with a knife, it's so bad, it's metame begadim abeis abliya, it's an avela. So the problem is, why isn't that a shechita? It's bechlal not a malika. But you did it with a knife. So why isn't it a shechita? So even if you're going to say it's asa to eat because you broke the mafrekas first, malika is done from the back of the bird's neck, and therefore you broke through the mafrekas, and it'll be a trefa. But if it's not an avela, if you don't say that nishu mafrekas for our bus is an avela, it's just a trefa, so why wouldn't the malak besakin be a shechita? And legabe, then it wouldn't be a tumas nevela anymore. Elamai, it must be that when you cut the mafrekis and the rei vasar, it's already an avela before you get to the simanim. That's why it wouldn't work out shechita. So the Gemara is matcha l'rayim, and the Gemara says, no, it's not a good shechita anyway. It's a pasul shechita. It's not a malika because you did it with a knife, and malika has to be done with the fingernail. But it's not a shechita, it's a pasul shechita. Why? So Rav Huna said because it's chalada, and Rava says because it's drasa. Has either a psul of chalada or a psul of drasa. Now drasa we understand, you're pushing straight forward, that's drasa, instead of going back and forth, and Rav Huna didn't say the time of dairis is because he holds that melechu mevi b'malika is kasher. So he holds it's not necessarily that you were dairis, you could have been melechu mevi, and melechu mevi is kasher. Rav, I guess, held that melechu mevi b'malika is pasul. You have to dafka be dairis, so that's why it wouldn't be a shechita altogether. Now, the one that says Dairis, why didn't he say that it's machlit? So he said that what's chalada? Chalada is kechulda hadar b'ikri abatim the mechasya, but here it's megalia. Chalada generally means that you stick the knife under the basar of the tzavar and cut the simanim. You don't cut through the tzavar to get to the simanim. Okay, you stick the knife into the neck under the basar, and that's how you cut through the simanim. That's what chalad is. Here you're going through the back. Here you're going through the back, so it's megali. There's no chalad altogether. So that's why Rava says there's no psul chalad here. So why did Rav Huna hold there was a psul chalad? What's this machlekes about chalad that we have between Rav Huna and Rava? So here we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that the reason why Avon HaHel is a psul chalada is because even though the top of the knife is uncovered, but the base hashchita is going to be covered, because when you shecht from the front of the neck, the base, the tzavar, the ar, the basar, pulls apart. So what you're shechting is open and revealed. Masheke, when you shecht from the back of the neck, so the mafreka stays in place. So where the simanim is, you can't see it. And Rav Huna held that the base hashchita has to be open. Masheke and Rav held that as long as the knife, there's nothing covering the knife, even though the base hashchita is wedged in, it's not megula b'chlal, but there's nothing covering the knife, that's not chalada. See, the shtickle from the Beis Halevi, it's chayla gimel simen chav beis. Tosfos says that lefi Rashi, we have to be talking about that the knife is not wide, it's a narrow knife. Because if the knife is wide, so then Tosfos is naming on that the size of the knife is sticking out. As long as the size of the knife is uncovered, that wouldn't be called chalada. So Beis Halevi is bothered. The Gemara is a kasha, why wouldn't the sakin be, why wouldn't it be considered a shchita? Why did the Gemara say? Because there was a begima on the sakin. Or even if you hold Meiluchu Mevi is kasher, but Dairis is certainly also kasher. Everyone knows that Dairis is kasher. So why didn't you say Hacha b'mayaskina that he was daras? So the Chari the Teretz is, because since the Mishnah said stam, molak b'sakin is matayim b'gadim b'sabliya, it sounds like no matter how you did the malika b'sakin is matayim b'gadim b'sabliya, if there's a way to do a malika b'sakin that would be a kasher shchita, in that case it would not be matayim b'gadim. So that was the kasha. So if you're going to say that chalada only works by a wide knife, I mean by a narrow knife which doesn't stick over the mafrekes, but if you have a wide knife where even when you get to the simanim, the knife is still visible over the mafrekes, it wouldn't be called chalada. So you have the same problem. Nehechateis, the Mishnah is talking about a narrow knife. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a wide knife. So the Beis Halevi says, not like Tosfos. He wants to learn up in Rashi. It doesn't make a difference if you could see the side of the knife. The point of the way Rav Huna understands the chalada is that you can't see the Beis Hashchita. And that's really the Lashon of Rashi. You can't see the knife cutting the simanim. It has to be that when the knife is cutting the simanim, you're able to visibly see the knife cutting the simanim. So a wide knife would also be chalada. You're right. You could see the size of the knife above the etzem ha-mafrekes. But you can't see the knife cutting the beis hashchita. You can't see the beis hashchita with the knife cutting it. When you cut the front of the neck, so the basa widens out, and you're able to see. The person does a shchita now, you're able to see as the knife goes, and it's a simanim. But when you do it in the back, the etzem ha-mafrekes stays stationary, and now you're not able to see the knife cutting the simanim. The Beis Halevi Tain is another shtickel also. He says, the Gemara has a shayla in the second parak, Taflamin Amud Beis. What if there's a matlis? What if you throw a rag over the knife? While you're shechting, there's a towel covering the knife. Is that chalada? Gemara is a shayla. Gemara vibes a teku. The psak halacha is that it's called chalada. Now, the shayla is it only when the buster of the behemoth is covering the knife? Is that chalada? But if something else is covering the knife, it's not a problem. Or even if something else is covering the knife, it's also a problem. Gemara blies with the teku, and of course we paskin l'chumra, that if something, anything's covering the knife, it's a problem. So Zakta Beis Halevi, what if you have a matlis that's not covering the knife? It's covering the front of the neck of the animal. And when you're shechting, you're going to cut through this shmata, and that's how you're going to shecht. Now the shmata is not going to widen out. The shmata is going to stay put. So the chayot should have the same problem, because the shmat is going to be covering the base of shchita. It's not covering the knife, but it's going up to the sides of the knife. The knife is cutting through the shmata, and the shmata doesn't widen out. It just lies now on the base of shchita. But it's not on the knife. He says, the chayot, the paiskim will say, if the knife is covered, it's a problem. But if the base of shchita is covered, the knife cuts through that covering, it doesn't say there's a problem. But the chayot, according to Rav Huna, it should be a problem. And he asks the kasha, l'chayu, we have to pass like Rav Huna. Because the Gemara says that the reason why Rava doesn't hold like Rav Huna is because he holds, the reason why Rav Huna doesn't hold like Rava is because he holds that Melech Umevi is kosher. That's why he didn't say Bnei Shehudairis. Now that's what we paskin. The Rambam paskins that Melech Umevi is kosher. So we don't have the teres of Dairis lahalacha that we paskin Melech Umevi is kosher. So the only teres we have is Rav Huna. So how come the paskim say that when a shmat is covering the knife, it's a problem? And it implies if, let's say, the knife cuts through the shmata, even though the shmata is doing the same thing the mefrekis is doing, it's covering the sides of the knife, it's covering the base of shkita, it's still good. I would pass it like Rav Huna. That's his aura. So he says like a shmaka teretz. He says, Taisus brings a Rashi in Zvachim. We don't have this Rashi, but Taisus brings this Rashi in Zvachim that says that the reason why it's chalada is because you're not cutting the roiv basar of the bird. You're sticking the knife into the bird today to cut just the mefrekas and not the roiv basar. And that's why it's chalada. So Taisus says it's impossible to say if that's what Rav Huna meant. When Rav Huna said it's chalada, he was told, man, you were cutting the roiv basar. So obviously that's not the reason why it's chalada. Zakta Beis Halevi, but Rashi in Zvachim means lamaskana. In the Havamini, you're cutting Reiv Basar, and that's why the Gemara thought it wasn't a good Shechita, because you cut the Reiv Basar first, so it became an Avela. So on the tzad that it's not an Avela, why isn't it a good Shechita? So you have to say the Chalad is there, even when you're cutting the Reiv Basar. So there, you have to be Mechadish, this thing, that even though the knife is open, but since the base of Shechita is Mechasya, so it's a problem. But Lamaskana, the Gemara says, you don't cut the Reiv Basar. So how do you manage to cut a mafrekas and cut the simanim without cutting the Reiv Basar? Obviously, you have to stick it in. You obviously can't cut it as a slice. You obviously have to stick it in and avoid the Reiv Basar. So obviously, you're going to go under the Basar. Oh, so now it's Pashut why it's Chalada. So then you don't need Rav Huna's Chiddush. And that's how we paskin. And he says, it's Gevaldik Meduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, after Rav Huna and Rava said of Neishu Deiris, Rav Huna said of Neishu Machlid, and the Gemara explained Rav Huna couldn't say Deiris because Melech Amevi is Kasher, and the Gemara says that Rava couldn't say Machlid because Machlid is only Kechachulda, that's Mechasya, this is Megalia. Then the Gemara says, El I Kasher, Ha Kasheli, V'chimesa Eimen Umelech. How could it be that it's already in the veil of V'chimesa Eimen Umelech? So the Raj really asked the Kasher, what's the I Kasher, Ha Kasher? Usually when you have a kasha, and that kasha ended up not shver, and then you say, e kasha, ha kasha, have another kasha that's shver. Here, Rav never asked the kasha before. What does it mean, e kasha, ha kasha li? As I picked the Rashba. So like the Beis Halevi, it's very meduyik now. That Rav was trying to say, I could hold like Rav Huna. I don't hold like Rav Huna because Rav Huna said it's chaladim, we're assuming that you shechted Rav Vasar. And I explain why I don't hold it's chalada, because in that case, it's megalia. I don't hold that. You need the base of shechita to be megula. As long as the knife is megula, it's good enough. But anyway, I have a problem with the whole malika business. How could you shech the roiv basar? How could you have the roiv basar and the mafrekas be in the veil of a chimesa oimen umaylik? Elamai, malika has to be done in a different way. It has to be done that you don't do roiv basar. Ah. Oh. Then I taka could say chalada. That's what Gufa Rav is trying to say. I didn't say chalada kolzman. I thought we're talking about Reiv Basar. But why do we not talk about Reiv Basar? Because he may say him in a Melech. So we're talking about that you're sticking it in without cutting the Reiv Basar. Oh, if you're not cutting the Reiv Basar, then it's Pasha why it's chalada. That's like the Beis Halevi. And he says it has to be that way because Rav Huna is telling you a big chiddush in Ilchus Chalada. Whether you learn like Rashi, whether you learn like Taisus, if you learn that you need the base of Shechita Megula, not enough the knife is Megula, that's what he's bothered with if it's cutting through a matlis. Even if you learn like Taisus, he's telling you a Chiddush in Ilchus Chalada. No one in the place can bring such a Chiddush. And like he asked, L'chaira, if the Pshat in Rav is, because he holds that Melech Umevi is Pasul, that's why he says, there, we pass Kasher. Rav Huna's Chiddush should be there somewhere. Elamai, like we're saying, the Chiddush is only in the Havamina that by Malika you do Reiv Basar first. So then the Shaz Mamalek Vesak and what's the Psul? So you have to say this Chiddush of Chalada. But once we say that you don't do Reiv Basar, so Malek Vesak and it's Pasha what the Psul is. The Pasha of Chalada, that you're going under the Basar. Beis Halevi says another shtickle there in Taisus. We didn't say Taisus Pshat. Taisus learns that the reason why it's Chalada according to Rav Huna is because he's shechting the Simon in the opposite direction. There's a psul shchita, you have to shech the simen from front to back. If you shech the simen from back to front, that is chalad according to Rav Huna. And Rava says no. Chalada has to mean dafka when the knife is uncovered. When the knife is covered, I mean covered by the basar or even by a matlas is a shayla, but it has nothing to do with the direction you're shechting the simen. The Beis Levi explains, because the Gemara there says that if you shech the knife, if you put the knife between the two simanim and shech the banim simen, then that's chalada. So the Gemara says that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says if you machl the sack and tachas sheni, it's pasul. So the Gemara answers, if it would only be the Mishnah, you would think that chalada means that you're sticking the knife underneath the simanim and shechting the simanim in the backwards direction. You're sticking the knife between the simanim and the mafrekas, and you're shechting simanim back to front. That's what you would think from the Mishnah. Rav's mechadesh that even though you stick it between the two simanim and you shech the simin from front to back, that's also chalada. So this is the machlekes Rav and Rav Huna. Rava holds that lamaskana, that's not chalada. Chalada has nothing to do with direction you shech the simen. You could shech it back to front, you could shech the front to back, that's not the issue. The only issue of chalada is when the knife is mechusa. Hashengen Rav Huna holds, no, there's another din of chalada. There's a din of chalada shechting it back to front. So now, Rav Huna practically is not negeya. Because the only way you could shecht it back to front is by one of two ways. Either you're going to stick the knife behind the simen and shecht it back to front, and then even Rav is maskim as chalada because the knife is mechusa. Or, like the Gemara says, you could shecht it from the mafrekas, cutting through the mafrekas and Rav basar, but we paskim when you cut through the mafrekas and Rav basar, it's already nevela. So either way, you wouldn't need the psul of chalada in the end. But the Beis Halevi declares, what would be the din if you turn around the simen? Let's say you're able to manipulate, you're able to twist around the simen and you cut it from back to front because you put the back of the simen in the front and you cut it from the tzavar from back to front. Would that be chalada according to Rav Huna? Do you say that the whole problem of cutting it back to front is dafka when it is in its normal position and you go to the back of the simen, that's chalada? And Rav Huna says even when the knife is uncovered. Or do you say, no, that once you turn the simen around, so now the back became the front and the front became the back. So that's not chalada. It doesn't make a difference how the simen is normally placed, what the natural position of the simen is. When you put the simen the other way, so now it wouldn't be chalada. That's a clear according to Rav Huna. The problem is because in the animal, you're shechting from the back of the neck to the front of the neck, that's the problem. Well, the problem is that the simen has a back and a front, and you have to shech the simen front to back, not back to front. So he wants to make a raya from the Ritva. The Ritva says like this. The Ritva says Rav Huna holds that all shechita that you do from back to front is considered chalada. So why the Mishnah say chalada, meaning that you stick the knife in? Because ala roiv, it's done with chalada. Ala roiv, the only way to do chalada is by sticking the knife in. So he says, what was the Ritva bothered? It's not al Aroiv, it's the only way you could do it. It's the only way you could do back to front is by sticking the knife in. Because what's the other way? By cutting through the mafrekas? That would be a trefa, because you're cutting through the mafrekas. How else are you going to cut the simen from back to front without sticking the knife in? Why does he say al Aroiv it's that way? See, once you're medayik in the Ritva, and there is another way to cut it back to front, by turning the simen around. And that would taka be puzzle. He finds the Sarachi and he has a kasha on this from a Gemara, from the Gemara earlier, Vashechim in the earth, Ven Kamakam Laharich. He finds the Sarachi, but that was a Shaila. It's cutting from back to front the din, that you're cutting the simen from the back part of the behemoth, the back part of the head of the behemoth to the front part? Or is it the simen? Nafkamina, according to everyone, if you turn the simen around and cut it from the tzavar, is that also a problem of Chalad? That's what declares a Shaila.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.